this is Leah. No, yeah. Well, I mean, this is Leah, no matter what. It's me. This is the Schmoovecast. I'm actually going to Schmoovecast while I drive, because I haven't done it in forever, because I've always been kind of captive. I've been either watching good TV or sick and couldn't talk for a couple of days. And I'm still a little sick. You can kind of hear it in my voice, but only if you, like, really know me. You know, so don't presume to judge, motherfucker. Okay, so, I'm driving to go get gas right now. Hello, mullet. I've got to go get gas because it is where I'm going, which is a good 30 minutes away, maybe 15, 20. It's a full 15 cents cheaper than it is here at my home, you know, within a few minutes of my home. So, because I'm a cheap ass and because $1.50 per gallon is a significant amount of savings for me, I'm going to hit the trail. I'm going to head out to to like a normal city dweller, it'd be the country. To me, it's more of just a thingy suburb. I don't know. But anyway, I'm stopped at a stop sign, so it looks like I'm talking to myself. I'm hoping that this big white lapel mic I've got clipped on will give people the other idea. But fucking traffic, man. What the hell? Why so many people gotta be driving in my neck of the woods? Why don't you people, like, take bikes or something? Well, I'm one to talk. I live in the suburbs, for crying out loud. Okay, rock. I'm going to be able to turn. Here we go. Otherwise, you're going to hear the first podcasted car accident that I'm aware of. I'm sure there's one out there, but I've never heard it. And I really don't want to, because it's kind of sad and scary. There goes my car. Listen to this kitten purr. Yeah, me and my badass Corolla. Bad motherfuckers! So, I haven't podcasted in a while because, like I said, I've either been busy because there's really good TV on, or I'm on the phone, or I was sick for a few days. I was actually out of work because my allergies got so bad that, okay, what the hell? Does this guy have a bow on his friggin'... Oh, jeez. Okay. Sorry, there's a bow. I'm sure it stands for stopping some disease or promoting some belief, but I don't know what it is, so... Anyway, I was actually 2 weeks ago, I was out sick from work for 2 days because I was so sick. My allergies got so bad that, you know, I called in sick. I never call in sick. You people who know me know that that ain't my bag. That ain't how I roll. So my allergies got so bad, I finally talked to my doctor about them, and she put me on a nasal steroid. So, you know, I'll be all roid ragey next week, and that is going to be so fucking badass. You know? Hang on. I can't see a damn thing on this computer because the motherfucking sun. So, hopefully this is all recording okay, otherwise I'm going to be, like, ridiculously pissed. I'm sure this person behind me thinks I'm nuts. I'm blocking my mouth with my hand. Oh, shit. Is that a... No, okay. Sorry, I thought he was wearing... It's a woman. I thought it was somebody wearing a crazy, thing. Like a forest ranger's hat. Which is just weird. But no, it's not. It's just some lady in a Saturn. Why would a forest ranger be driving a Saturn? And why would a forest ranger be wearing his hat? Like, if he was off duty. I'm assuming he's off duty if he's driving around my neck of the woods. Anyway, let's move along, shall we? So, there have been a few things over the past week that have been interesting to talk about, but they've kind of already old news. Like, one thing here in Nashville, in Metro Davidson County, we have dog parks, as most metropolitan areas seem to have, and they've recently put a ban on pit bulls, which I think is completely messed up, because pit bulls, okay, first of all, it's not a breed, but I mean, I know there are some breeds who are traditionally known to be just angry, mean, be, you know what? It would help me to see the screen if I had taken my fucking sunglasses off. Well, no, that really didn't help much. But anyway, it's not a, God, my burp just tasted gross. Ugh. Anyway, it's not a, I mean, it is a breed thing to a point. There's certain, sorry, I had a woman like pacing me. It's a breed, it's not, well, okay. But, I mean, if anecdotal evidence is anything, you know, pit bulls, they do get a bum rap. And one of the sweetest dogs at the dog park is this pit bull. He's Brindle. He looks like a tiger. It's so cute. And he'll come up to you, or she, I really don't know. I don't go around gender identifying dogs because I have better things to do with my time. So, this dog will come up to you and just lay at your feet and wag its tail until you pet him. And he'll just do that. He'll just fall at your feet. And it's the cutest, sweetest thing you've ever seen. I mean, this little pit bull is such a little sweetheart. And, I mean, honestly, if you're going to get to the crux of the matter of, you know, aggressive dogs, maybe you should cut down on the ones that aren't neutered or spayed. Because I have seen so many dog balls at that park. And I'm not talking like tennis balls. I mean, there's one dog that my sister and I call man balls. Because this dog is huge and his testicles are huge. And it's like looking at a man's balls. So we call this dog man balls. And this dog actually did try and start shit up with my dog. And my dog can get a bit aggressive sometimes at the dog park. But, you know, take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then, wow, that area's building up fast. Sorry, I'm driving out to the country. I don't drive out this far often, unless I go to see one of my godchildren. She lives kind of out here, but I need to go see her. I don't even know if you can hear me over this loud-ass motherfucking car. Good God. But it's paid for, bitches, so suck it. Anyway, so dog parks, they're going to start banning. Oh, wow, gas is cheaper than it was when I checked it on the internets today. So I'm going to actually be saving 16 cents. So, okay, dog park. Anyway, crack down on the unneutered dogs. Because they start shit, and I don't like it. And crack down on shitty owners, too. Because it's not... A lot of it's the owners. I mean, I've... yeah. So, anyway, so that's that. Another thing, this is interesting. You know how I've got this whole goal that I'm going to marry Nick Lachey one of these days? Right. Okay, so I've talked about this on the show. I love Nick Lachey. And I have. I'm a 98 Degrees fan from back in the day. So, it's not like I'm just a bandwagon jumper. I've been a fan. Even back when he was Jessica Simpson's boyfriend. Even when they took a break. Even when they got back together and then got engaged and then got married and then got divorced. I've been a Nick Lachey fan for a while. So, I got dibs, bitches. But anyway, so bear in mind that I have this goal to marry Nick Lachey. So there's this dude, he plays football at USC. His name is Matt, I guess his last name is pronounced Leinart, Leinart. And just from reading the gossipy rags that I do, because I'm such a dumbass, stupid little whore. I know that Matt Leinart, or whatever it is now, I'll just call him Matt for simplicity's sake. Matt, the USC football player, and Nick Lachey are really good friends, okay? So we got that. So anyway, Matt, the USC football player, was recently in town before the draft to practice with the Titans, you know? And I'm like, So if Matt, the USC football player, gets picked in the draft to play for the Titans, which is, you know, for those of you who don't know, that's the team here in Middle Tennessee. That's our NFL football team. And, okay, so now you know. So if this football player comes to Tennessee, comes to play for the Titans, chances are increased that Mr. Nick Lachey will come with him. And, or not come with him, you know, like, they're in love, but, you know, come see him play, because they're buddies, right? So I'm like, yeah, thinking I'm like one step closer to being the other Mrs. Leah Lachey, because there's already a Leah Lachey. But anyway, but as it turns out, he got drafted. Matt, the USC football player, actually got drafted by, I think, the Phoenix Cardinals. So I don't mean to bore you with all that, because I don't like sports and I don't pay attention to the draft. I think the last time I paid attention to the draft was when Peyton Manning was getting drafted, and that's only because Peyton Manning is, like, big deal. I mean, there's, like, people in Tennessee who cheer for the Colts just because Peyton Manning plays for them. Does he still play for them? See, this is how little I know about sports. I assume that he's still with them. Anyway, so yeah, that's the most sports talk you're ever going to get here on the Schmoovecast from me, Leah, because I don't really care. I mean, I like hockey. Hockey's fine. They, you know, it's rough, tumble, lots of action, lots of fun, you know. It's also, it's a whole hell of a lot of fun when you're right on the ice, or, you know, like an aisle or two back. One time, my friend Rhonda bought tickets to go see the Predators, our local hockey team. And we were a row back from the ice, like right on near the goal line, or the goal line, where the net. And we saw so many guys get slammed into that glass. It was so cool. I mean, I'm sorry that it happens, but you know, it's an occupational hazard when you play hockey. And I guess our team's not in the anyway. I gotta stop talking about sports because it's ridiculous. But I will say this. The other night, well, I guess this was a couple of weeks ago, I went to see David Sedaris, and I went with my boss, and on our way back, she's like, is that a pile of snow? When we were going back to the car, she's like, is that a pile of snow? I said, looks like it from here. We get closer, and sure enough, it's a big old pile of snow with a Predator sign stuck in it, so I guess it's neat little marketing. I love marketing that's, like, clever, you know? Like, something like that, to me, is really interesting. I really do find that interesting. So she said, I'm gonna throw the snowball at you, and I said, I really can't object because you haven't given me my raise for the year. So she threw a snowball at me. You don't care. I'm gonna stop with that. So that was another thing. I know I told you there was gonna be new music this episode, and there will be, but I really just wanted to get out and actually just friggin' run my mouth off. So I just used the glass of wine by the new Autonomous Folk Singers, which, by the way, I got from music.podshow.com. It's all pod-safe music, and there's lots of good music, so go listen. And the new Autonomous Folk Singers, they're pretty good. They're from the Pacific Northwest, so, you know, rock out with your cock out. Well, it's not really the kind of music you rock out with your cock out, I guess. Oh, hold on. That's not the Flying J, is it? Because that gas is way more expensive. That's not my exit. Sorry. I was about to get off at the wrong exit. I was looking at the gas thinking, oh, they've raised their prices between that one site back here. For those of you who don't live in Central Tennessee, the gas price is $2.87 by my house. The one I just saw is $2.77. And the place I'm going to is $2.71 for unleaded. So, you know, because I hate talking about politics, like, around people that don't really know me, because I come off as really insipid. I come off as just so juvenile and stupid when I talk about politics. I mean, I know that I'm sitting here, but, you know, in a fuel burning car, mainly because I couldn't afford the hybrid when I wanted to get a new car a couple years ago. 2 years ago, actually. Today. No. Yeah. No, not today. It was right around my sister's birthday that I picked it out. Okay, just passed my 187! Woohoo! 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch! Okay. Sorry. It's a one of those things. It's a old memories. Anyway. So but I tried to buy the most fuel-efficient car I could. I couldn't afford a Civic, not even a used Civic, because I was so negative broke at the time. I mean, I was so bad broke that I got my little Corolla, which is a very good car. It's very fuel-efficient. In fact, I probably need to take better care of it, but, you know, what are you going to do? I love you, car. Don't die on me, please. So rock. What's going on? Let's see. My dog is at my parents' house. I can't remember the other thing. There was another thing I really, 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 really wanted to talk about today, other than the fact that I've been really on a downslope. But ever since talking to my pal Sally, I've really kind of cheered up a lot, I think. I was not having a good day. It was like busy, busy, busy at work, which is a good thing, because, you know, it means your day goes by faster, and you also feel productive. But at the same time, I'm just like, I was already kind of depressed about some other stuff, you know? So, you know, it's like when you get to work and you don't have the time to just sit down. Or when you do sit down, as soon as you sit down, someone immediately comes and asks you a question. Anyway, what I'm getting to is I just have been, like, down lately. I don't know. It's been... Yeah, I'm going to talk about the breakup. Sorry. It's going to happen. It's been so many months. I mean, it's been a long time, you know, and lots of antidepressants, lots of therapy sessions, you know, lots of therapy sessions with friends, you know, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of healing, you know, blah, 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 all that crap. That helps. It's stuff like, reluctantly I'll do it, but anyway, it's just like today I just think, wow, I really was such a dumbass. I mean, I have the worst judgment of any human being who ever walked this earth. You know? And it's like, I think about the guys I've dated and stuff, and I have such shit poor judgment. You know? They're drunks. They're players, they're non-committal, so I mean, it's all that kind of stuff, and when you get to 30 years old, you're just, and almost 30 and a half, you just get to that point where you're like, you know, you have this existential crisis where it's like, why the hell am I here, which I understand I should have had probably about 10 years ago, but, you know, I tend to run, you know, a little behind on everything. On most things, you know. I didn't start losing my teeth until well after, and I think I lost my last teeth when I was into my teens, so, yeah, it's like when you lose your last teeth, your last tooth, and you're in your teens, and your parents like to keep things fair, you know, it's like, it's kind of like there is no tooth fairy, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry if any kid heard that there's no tooth fairy, but you know, I have an explicit tag. If you are listening to this, you're going to hear a lot worse than the fact that there's no tooth fairy. You know what I mean? So, when you're, you know, in your teens and you lose your last tooth, it's kind of like, Mom, just give me a couple of bucks, you know? I'll go buy a Mad magazine or something. Because I was that kind of teen. I was a Mad magazine buying teen. And then there's the whole issue of, at one point I had to have some baby teeth pulled. Because of something, I don't remember why, so they had to pull baby teeth on me, and it's like, so I'm old enough to have teeth, so I'm old enough to know that there's no tooth fairy, and at the same time, it's like, but, you know, I mean, I'm 30 years old, and this past Easter, and well, Christmas, I got a stocking, Easter, I got an Easter bat, wow. Holy shit. Okay, I'm finally to my exit. And on the other side of the exit... Okay, right next to this place, the gas is $2.73. This place is $2.89. And the other side, it's going to be $2.71. So what the fuck, man? That's some crazy shit. Anyway, I need to not go on tangents. I'm 30 years old. I got a stocking for Christmas. You know, I got an Easter basket for Easter, of course, filled with candy and cash. Because that's how we roll in my family. Okay, has gas gone up since I saw that friggin' sign? Yes. Gas is $2.75. I drove all the way out here for $2.71 gas. And I'm getting it for $2.75. It's only 12 cents cheaper. Fuck me. Okay, well, I'm going to get it anyway, because that's still over a dollar for the whole tank. You know, it's still dirt cheap gas. Gasoline. And until I can afford a hybrid car, you know, it's what I gotta do. Alright, so I'm pulling up to this thing, so I'm gonna turn this off. Oh, they got Rockstar, 2 for $3. I should tell Sally. She loves those things. Okay. Okay, so we're back on, whores. So I just got my gas, and the guy in the who pulled up next to me while I was sitting there fueling was listening to Johnny Cash, which, you know, isn't a big deal, right? You're thinking, because this is Tennessee. And, oh, let me comment on this before I talk about the Johnny Cash listening motherfucker. The sign says 275. The pump said 271. So, I paid 271. I paid almost $28.82, right? $28.82 to fill up this car. That is more than I used to pay when I drove the Mercury Marquis, which was gigantic and had a huge tank and a V8 and was lovely. Anyway, or was it a V6? I can't remember. I think it was an 8-banger. But anyway, so the guy pulls up next to me at the gas station, and I kind of wanted to marry him because, thank you, truck. Thank you for letting me over when I'm supposed to merge and you've got a whole empty lane, dickweed. Okay, so, so the guy next to me is listening to Johnny Cash, which is really cool because I like Johnny Cash. And, you know, no big deal. But he was listening to not just Johnny Cash, but he was listening to one of his newer things. He was listening actually to the song, his remake of the Nine Inch Nails song, Hurt. Is that the name of it? Yeah. And, which, you know, I like the Nine Inch Nails version. And I love the Johnny Cash version because it's, I don't know. I mean, he was very, he recorded it shortly before he died, so he was a very old man, and, I don't know. If you haven't heard it, I'm not going to sit here and describe it to you. You can go download it. It just, it breaks your heart to hear. It really does. And the video, oh my gosh, the video will bring a tear to a glass eye. It's, they filmed it in the House of Cash Museum, which is now closed, which I don't even think is there. I think it was sold, and I don't know. The last time I was in Hendersonville, it's usually pretty easy to find, even though it's closed to the public, but the last time I was in Hendersonville, I didn't see it. So maybe I just didn't go far enough, or maybe it's really gone. I'm not that familiar with Hendersonville to know if it's gone, you know, where it was. I just remember seeing it when I would go out there, which was rare. So, anyway, they film it at the House of Cash Museum, close to the public, and it has June in it, and, I mean, she's just, I don't know, I can't, it's hard to describe without tearing up a little bit, because it'll just absolutely fucking break your heart. Anyway, so that's true love, and thinking about true love makes me sad, because, you know, here I am, I'm a single gal in the big city. You know, it'd be one thing if I had something going for me, you know, like if I was, I don't know, I'm not gonna go into this right now. It's my, no, okay, sorry, I thought my phone was ringing. I have it turned down so I can't hear it, but I can see it blink, but it's not blinking, it's just the way I'm driving, the lights flickering. It's not my driving, it's, anyway, my phone is not ringing, that's the fucking point that I'm trying to make here, so, so, yeah. So it's been a rough week. It's like I'm back at that point where I was a few months ago, where I wasn't crying every day, but when I would see two people in love or hear just somebody talk about a husband or a boyfriend, or what the hell is that? What is that noise? Is that that truck? Oh, you couldn't hear it, but it was like this weird kind of siren noise, and it's kind of freaky because there's clouds, overhanging clouds, and there were tornadoes, was it last night? And then, as you may have heard on the national news, there were tornadoes a few weeks ago, so, anyway, so, it's just like even hearing about a relationship, you know? It just hurts, because it's like, oh, I'm so alone, and it's just, you get to a point where it's like, I don't know. I always thought I could be okay, you know, and be happy being single. And then I met somebody who actually, for a short period of time, you know, in the long run of things. Oh, I'm going to stop talking about that right now. I'm going to start talking about this Arby's sign. Because I got to take my mind off it somehow. I know you guys are tired of hearing this. And then let me just say another thing about therapy while I'm here. It seems like every week I talk about how annoying therapy is and how much I hate it. And I know you're saying, well, why don't you fucking stop going? Well, that would be nice. Except I really think that... And I've actually cut my appointments down significantly. So, I hate therapy. And here's the thing. I hate the Zoloft. And I know I say this every time, but seriously, I'm going somewhere with this. So just shut your mouth already. I realize that when I go there and I get tearful, that's what makes her decide to keep me on longer. And when I admit to her that I had a little crying jag at my last... Not last appointment, the one... So about 4 weeks ago. Almost. Something like that. When I had my last crying jag. I told her about it. So she makes a comment at the next appointment that we're going to stay on the Zoloft for another 6 months. I was only supposed to be on it for 3 months. And then no longer than 6 months. And then 6 months. And then 8 months. And now it's a full year. So I'm not going to be off the Zoloft until at least fucking... October, November, anyway. So, it's like, what am I supposed to do? Because the thing that kills me is that she thinks the tearfulness is a sign of my depression. Maybe it is, but people fucking cry. People get sad. People worry. It's a normal reaction to things, to stimuli. People fucking cry. Anybody who tells you they don't cry, they're fucking lying to you. Everybody cries at some point. Even the machoest of macho men. Randy Macho Man Savage has probably cried. So, anyway, everybody has had a crying jag at least once. And, you know, when you're hormonal, you cry. Right? Well, I mean, when you're a girl and you're hormonal, you cry. You know, when things... When you're stressed, you cry. I mean, I'm a stress crier for shizzle. Okay? And so it drives me up a fucking wall that just because I cried, she thinks that means I'm still depressed, and if she takes me off now, I'll crash. And maybe I will. You know, she's smarter than I am. She's gone to school forever to study this. You know, she's got degrees. She's got practice. But it just seems to me that the fact that I cry occasionally is what's keeping me on this. And I've always been a crier. I mean, maybe I've always been depressed, but, you know... It's like, that's how I deal with things. I cry, I get it out. And I'm cool. And the problem a few months ago was that it was more than just that. I was crying every single day of every week. Right? And that sucks. And that's bad. And that's enough for Zoloft, right? But now I'm back to the old Leah who cried when she was stressed, angry, not depressed, like the illness, but like just down or hormonal. You know, it fucking happens. It's not, I'm crying maybe once every couple of weeks. Anyway, let's not talk about this, okay? Let's talk about this truck in front of me. His USA supports our troops wherever we go. No aid or comfort to the enemy, no way. So, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it, motherfuckers. All right, this is my exit because I gotta go by my boss's house. I gotta go feed the boss's cat. He's a sweet kitty. My boss is a cool boss. Oh, it was funny, because when we went to see David Sedaris, we bought books so we could get these books signed by Mr. Sedaris. And he signed her book, because he was trying to chat up everybody who came through. And so we were chatting about how we knew each other, and he was asking people just odd questions, you know, stuff like, well, not odd questions, like stuff you'd ask somebody you just met. Certainly not something you ask if you're a well-known author, speaker, monologist, one who does monologues, is not the question you kind of expect. But, So she said, you know, we work together. And she's like, yeah, and I think we're kind of friends too. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably true. So he signs her book, I Wish You Were My Slave Driving Boss. So, hell yeah, it's better than working as an elf at a department store. That's for sure. I don't know. I think it'd be fun to be an elf for a little while. Did my computer just go off? You better still be recording, motherfucker. What do I pay you for? Oh, okay. So I'm driving through the country. There's supposed to be... Oh, Dr. Gay, you need to write this down if you're listening. And on your fancy new computer you just bought. Mr. Fancy Dr. Gay with his fancy computer. I want one, so I'm a little jealous. But I got iMac envy. But, so Dr. Gay, write this down, okay? The Hidden Lake Park. I was reading about this in our local paper. There were speakeasies around here, and there were outdoor dance floors, and there'd be, like, dance parties and stuff. I really want to find a book just all about this subject in this area, but that's pretty specialized, and there may be just, like, a paragraph in a book about it, but, anyway, she said in the Veterans Cemetery out here, Dr. Gay, in our neighborhood, my neighborhood, I call it your neighborhood, and I will always call it your neighborhood. So, anyway, there's a dance floor, apparently. It's old. I mean, it's like, you know, we're talking... Not speakeasies, because it's not, I mean, they were outdoor, but it was like, you know, outdoor parties, big bands, all that. Anyway, there's supposed to be, like, a dance floor. This woman was talking about hiking up and finding an old dance floor. So, Dr. G, we're gonna have to find this motherfucker if it still exists. It's over where they want to put that landfill. So, time's a-wasting. We need to get out there. It'll be good. We'll get exercise, you and I, Dr. Gay. It'll be fun. Good times. So, okay. So now that I've officially addressed one person in the audience, I'm sure all of you are interested. You said big band. I mean, this is out where I live, you know. Big doings going on. So, okay. Well, I'm driving through the fucking forest, and, you know what? When I get to the stop sign up here, I'm going to pause this bitch, probably stop this bitch while I'm at it, and put this bitch on the internet later tonight. So there's not going to be a documentary recommendation. Well, yeah, I will. There's a documentary. I think it's called Slut. It's all about the word slut and just the power one word has on people and just how powerful that one word is, more so than, you know, cunt or... bitch, whore, you know, it's not the word slut, and how it's just one of those words. So, it's only about an hour long. If you have Comcast, it was on demand for a little while, but I don't know if it still is. Dude, get off my ass. Stop. I'm driving the speed limit, and there are cops out here, mother humper. So, okay, well, I'm here at the stop sign, so if this motherfucker doesn't get off my ass, this is gonna be an extended stop. Bye. Wait, not yet. Not yet, bye. Hang on.